News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A Lewis in Galway could solve chronic traffic issues. This is according to a new study commissioned by the National Transport Authority. But it could still be decades before the city actually gets one. And Brian Caulfield, Professor of Engineering at Trinity College in Dublin, joins us. Brian, they're calling this the Glewis. I suppose if Cork gets one, it will be the Clewis. But is this the solution? We constantly hear from listeners about the issues of congestion in Galway.
It is definitely a good solution for the city, regardless of what they call it. The report outlines the kind of transport benefits. It says that it could take 10% of cars off the road. It looks at the climate benefits. It looks at the integration it would have right across the city. So on the face of it, it's definitely a very positive project. It's a feasibility study. The people of Lucan would have had a feasibility study about 20 years ago as well. There's nobody from Lucan getting the Lewis into Dublin City this morning.
Okay, so is this, what I'm hearing you say there, this is all very well and good, but unless it's backed up by some kind of an action plan, this could just be all pie in the sky.
Exactly. Unless you start to see, you know, the finances put behind it. At the end of the report, it talks basically, it kind of says, at the moment, yes, it could be feasible. Perhaps in the early 2040s, it would be feasible. However, if the city were to put a lot of dense housing around the Lewis, the kind of thing we should be doing, it would become more feasible in the shorter term. The price tag at the moment is about 1.2 billion. We all remember what the price tag of Metro was over a decade ago, and that could escalate. If we don't do it now, you know, we'll end up spending a multiple on it.
The best time to spend money on infrastructure is 20 years ago. The second best time is today. Isn't that the case?
That's exactly the case, especially when we seem to be flush with cash at the moment.
So now is the time it was ever going to happen. It is. If, Brian, for people listening, if it were to happen, what needs to happen now to put momentum behind this project? The feasibility sort of study says this is great, this would work, this would sort it out. But what would have to happen next? What are the steps to actually see people travelling round on a Glewis?
So the next steps would be to do a much more detailed plan of it, to do a full cost-benefit analysis of the project. Look at that, then that would have to be approved by Cabinet. It would have to go to On Board Planola. All of these types of things would have to happen in the city for this to come across. But also, you have to remember, in the city, there's still a large faction of people that want to build that outer motorway, and they see that as the solution. So, you know, a full study is being done by the NTA for the city, using kind of looking at both the light rail and this new piece of road infrastructure. I think that's going to be the next step.
Okay. And you believe, Brian, that the population density warrants this kind of level of public transport infrastructure investment?
Perhaps not right at the moment. It doesn't. But you know what? We built lots of motorways around this country that didn't have the density in terms of traffic to do it. The report does have a nice table in it where it looks at, you know, other cities across the UK, Edinburgh, the West Midlands, and it shows that the passenger numbers that they get, the Lewis and Galway could also get.
Okay.
So, you know, it's better to build now and build it.
And also, you're not necessarily building for the population density of today. You're building for the population density of the future, too. Isn't that the case?
Precisely. And we saw, as soon as the Lewis was put into Dublin, the success that it brought and the density that happened with it. And perhaps in hindsight, we would have built something bigger. But hindsight's a great thing.
OK. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Brian Caulfield, Professor of Engineering at Trinity College in Dublin. You're slightly sceptical often about these projects.
Look, I just think we always go for rail rather than bus. And admit, look, I haven't looked at the
bus
study
is the
in detail.
Easiest, because you don't need the infrastructure. You don't need to dig things up. You don't need to put in a rail.
You get it at a
tunnel.
Fraction of the cost. Like, I got the Lewis home yesterday. It's brilliant. I love having it. It's very close to our house. I think there's about three people on the
Lewis.
That's
because you travel at an off-peak time.
Yeah, but lots of travel is done at off-peak time.
Sure, but if you're on the tube, I've been on the tube in London and been one of two people in a carriage.
Listen, light rail is great and Lewis is great, but it costs a lot of money. And I just think sometimes we should look at other solutions. I'm not saying don't build it. I'm just saying let's just do a proper cost-benefit analysis.
Let us know what you think this morning, particularly if you're from Galway. We'd love to hear from you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.